William Golding. William Golding grew up at his family home in Marlborough, Wiltshire, where his father was a science master at Marlborough Grammar School, 1905 to retirement. His mother, Mildred, supported the moderate campaigners for female suffrage. In 1930, Golding went to Oxford University and read natural sciences for 2 years, before transferring to English literature. His first book, Poems, was published through the help of his Oxford friend. Golding married in Brookfield on the 30th of September 1939, and they had 2 children, Judy and David. During World War II, Golding fought in the Royal Navy, and was briefly involved in the pursuit and sinking of Germany's mightiest battleship, the Bismarck. He also participated in the invasion of Normandy on D-Day, commanding a landing ship that fired salvos of rockets onto the beaches. At the war's end, he returned to teaching and writing. In 1985, Golding and his wife moved to Perranna Werthal, near Truro, Cornwall, where he died of heart failure, 8 years later, on the 19th of June 1993. Lord of the Flies. Plot. After a plane crash in the ocean, a group of schoolboys who are stranded on a desert island without any adults vote for one of the boys, Ralph, to be their leader. When the rebel Jack neglects the fire camp and they lose the chance to be seen by a helicopter, the group split under the leadership of Jack, who he uses the fear for the unknown, in a metaphor to the religion, to control the other boys. While Ralph sides with Piggy, an overweight boy who is made fun of by everyone else for being fat, and because he wears glasses, and suffers from asthma, the rest of the boys led by Jack becomes more and more violent, and obsessed with hunting pigs and the so-called beast that they believe lives on the island. Simon is the only one who eventually deduces that the beast is human, and inside them. When Simon crawls out from the forest in the dark to tell the others, the boys believe he is the beast, and Ralph and Piggy join in as they beat him to death with their bare hands. At the end of the book, Jack kills Piggy and the tribe tries to kill Ralph, before they are all rescued by a naval officer. The title comes from a direct translation of the Hebrew word Beelzebub, meaning the chief devil. It is connected with the decapitated head of a pig referred to as the Lord of the Flies after Jack and his boys impale it on a stake, driven into the ground. When the head begins to decompose, it attracts many flies. It is interesting to note that the boys call their leader Chief, evoking Beelzebub, or Chief Devil. Characters. Ralph continually stresses to them the importance of making a signal fire on top of the mountain, so that any passing ships might see the smoke and come to rescue them. He tells the boys, the fire is the most important thing on the island. How can we ever be rescued except by luck, if we don't keep a fire going? The rest of the boys become more savage, and are more interested in hunting than keeping the fire going. Ralph is a fair and decent boy. He is the only boy who will listen to Piggy. Piggy, even though he is smarter than the rest, and is the brains behind most of Ralph's ideas. Jack, out of all of the boys, the one who changes the most on the island is Jack. He was head boy in his choir, who soon become the hunters, and he is more persistent than Ralph in his desire to become the chief, saying, I ought to be chief, because I'm chapter chorister and head boy. Jack also has an unpleasant personality, expressed when saying shut up, fatty, to Piggy. Jack shows his savageness very early on, and later develops an even darker personality. While Jack was at first unable to kill a pig, because of the knife cutting into living flesh, he later begins to enjoy the hunting of the pigs with a spear, and is not at all upset by the deaths of other boys. When Piggy falls to his death, after being knocked off a cliff, Jack screams, that's what you'll get. I meant that. In the end, everyone but Piggy and Simon, who were killed by Jack's tribe, are lured to join them either by the knowledge that the hunters would provide them with meat, or are tortured and bullied into joining them. Symbols. The characters Ralph and Jack represent two very different political ideas. Ralph represents democracy, while Jack represents dictatorship, or anarchy. They also represent the two sides of human nature. Ralph symbolizes the ideal of civilization to which part of the human nature tends, while Jack embodies the instinct of violence and the eventual regression to barbarism that takes place in a society when the ethics of civilization is lost. Which of the two is to prevail is a question of timing. Finally, the British Navy officer arrives on the island just when Jack and his wild band are about to finally overcome and maybe kill Ralph. The officer is completely unaware of what is really at stake, and thinks that the boys are playing a childish war game. So he innocently asks who's boss here. Then Ralph is quicker than Jack in answering "I am." Meaning that civilization or democracy has just not yet given way to barbarism. Other symbols: plane crash, failure or breakdown of society and the world outside, World War II, island, before the arrival of the boys, the Garden of Eden, after the arrival of the boys, the corrupted world of humankind, conch, civilized authority, democracy, eyeglasses of Piggy and Piggy himself, insight, wisdom, knowledge, death of Piggy and destruction of conch, failure, or breakdown of society on the island, signal fire, hope, chanting and dancing of the hunters, blind emotion, loss of reason, logs on which Ralph and Jack sit, seats of authority, thrones, the killing of the first pig, original sin, imagined beast, fear, superstition. The boys imagine that a monster in the form of a snake, a sea monster, an ape, or other beast is that they dream about lurks nearby, the impaled pig's head, lord of the flies, the evil in every man's heart. Themes. Golding wrote Lord of the Flies to show a very pessimistic vision of mankind. In the past, some writers tended to take the view that, if left to their own devices, man would organize himself into effective groups that would act in a civilized manner. However, Lord of the Flies chillingly explores what Golding considers to be the reality. That is, if there were no laws and no authority, then man would descend into savagery and exploit the weak. The group mentality would swamp individual morality with terrible consequences. Ralph weeps for the loss of innocence, because he is faced with the knowledge of just how horrific man can be. The end of the novel does not balance the rest of the novel. The naval officer interrupts a manhunt and takes the children off the island in a cruiser, which will presently be hunting its enemy in the same implacable way. And who will rescue the adult and his cruiser? Civilization versus savagery. The central concern of Lord of the Flies is the conflict between two competing impulses that exist within all human beings: the instinct to act peacefully, follow moral commands, and value the good of the group against the instinct to gratify one's immediate desires, act violently to obtain supremacy over others. This conflict might be expressed in a number of ways: civilization versus savagery, order versus chaos, reason versus impulse, law versus anarchy, or the broader heading of good versus evil. The conflict between the two instincts is the driving force of the novel, explored through the dissolution of the young English boys' civilized, moral, disciplined behavior as they accustom themselves to a wild, brutal, barbaric life in the jungle. Lord of the Flies is an allegorical novel, which means that Golding conveys many of his main ideas and themes through symbolic characters and objects. He represents the conflict between civilization and savagery and the conflict between the novel's two main characters, Ralph and Jack. Loss of innocence as the boys on the island progress from well-behaved, orderly children longing for rescue to cruel, bloodthirsty hunters who have no desire to return to civilization. They naturally lose the sense of innocence that they possessed at the beginning of the novel. The painted savages in chapter 12 who have hunted, tortured, and killed animals and human beings are a far cry from the guileless children swimming in the lagoon in chapter 3. But Golding does not portray this loss of innocence as something that is done to the children. Rather, it results naturally from their increasing openness to the innate evil and savagery that has always existed within them. Golding implies that civilization can mitigate, but never wipe out, the innate evil that exists within all human beings. The forest glade in which Simon sits in chapter 3 symbolizes this loss of innocence. At first, it is a place of natural beauty and peace, but when Simon returns later in the novel, he discovers the bloody sow's head impaled, Upon a stake in the middle of the clearing, the paradise that existed before degrades into human hell.